fixing the political culture has been a perennial cause, including when Andrew Cuomo ran for governor 2.5 years ago. But last week's twin corruption charges and the revelation that a sitting legislator was a government informant for years has restoked the sense that there's plenty left to clean up. WNYC's Anna Sale has been reporting on this. She joins us now with some context. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
So let's talk about Albany a little bit. We've been hearing for years about corruption problems. Is there more unseemly behavior, more backroom dealings in the state capitol, or does it just feel that way?
Well, one way to sum it up is to quote U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who said last week that New York state senators are more likely to be arrested than defeated at the polls.
Wow.
This has all of its roots in the sorts of particularities of New York politics, including the structural ways that incumbents are protected here and the way it's difficult for outsiders to mount a challenge. For example, right now, a quarter of the sitting legislators got their seat first through a special election, according to Citizens Union. That means that a seat opened up for some reason, sometimes because of a corruption scandal, and the candidates are then hand-selected by local party leaders, and then they get elected in these one-off special elections. And they're in. And the redistricting plan that was approved last year goes a long way to keep protecting these incumbents.
So does this mean that you have to kind of be in the system to know how to work it?
Well, you even had Governor Andrew Cuomo saying this week that the quality of public servants in New York is lacking. And he said there needs to be more competition.
Former Governor David Paterson was on the Brian Lehrer show this morning, said basically the same thing.
Yes, because to become a competitor right now, you have to know how to work the politics here. You have to know how to get cross endorsements from minor parties, for example. New York is just one of a handful of states where that is the case, where candidates can do that. Or you have to know that you can get on a party's ballot even if you're not a member of that party, like the example in the scandal involving the mayor's race last week. Or you have to know how to collect enough signatures to get on the ballot and then to know enough that you want to make sure those petitions aren't challenged and then you get thrown off the ballot. So Cuomo has mentioned all of these factors in hurdles to participation this week, but he hasn't said what kinds of changes he'll throw his weight behind.
But Governor Cuomo has said for more than a year now that he supports another fundamental change in New York election law, and that's public campaign financing. When are we going to see some kind of bill on that?
Well, Governor Cuomo called for public campaign financing in his State of the State in 2012, last year, and he re-upped that call for this session. He joined a conference call with advocates last month to rally their support around the idea. So that was even before these scandals hit. The governor's proposal would create a similar public campaign financing system that we currently have in New York City. It would also lower limits on campaign donations and tighten pay-to-play rules for people who do business with the state. And he also has proposed a really aggressive disclosure bill, a 48-hour window for campaign spending to be disclosed during elections. The governor's office has said a bill will come soon, but it will be separate than the push for making bribery prosecutions easier that he talked about this week. The campaign finance bill is coming later.
But isn't there also some skepticism of the governor's commitment to that he's benefited from big money contributions and outside groups in the past?
And that's actually something I've heard today from critics of Cuomo, that he has said one thing about reforming Albany, but he's done something else. Among the most forceful critics of the governor is a guy named Bill Samuels. He's a former backer of Cuomo, who's founded two reform groups, New Roosevelt and Effective New York. And when we talk today, Samuels let loose on what he says are missed opportunities for reform that the governor has not kind of sealed the deal. He said one thing and then not made the final outcome be as strong as it could be. He pointed to the final redistricting plan that came out last year. He pointed to a new ethics investigation commission created by the governor's legislation during his first year in office. And Samuels' complaint is that in both cases, the final outcomes preserve too much power for the governor and top legislative leaders. He complained, for example, that the governor's appointees have an ability to veto an ethics investigation, and he complained about how much happens in secret in Albany.
I think it's important to look at what Cuomo does versus what he says. He is not a reformer.
And Samuels has spent money in the past in the case of reform. He backed the candidate who beat Senator Pedro Espada in 2010. Espada was, of course, subsequently convicted in a corruption case. And Samuels told me today that coming next year in 2014, he's prepared to challenge Cuomo on his reform efforts and keep making these points that there needs to be stronger reform in Albany.
Okay, WNYC's Anna Sale. Anna, thanks so much.
Thank you.